with Martin Besser.
Sometimes think to yourself, come on, give me some good news. Give me some good perspective to be happy to live wherever you live. Sometimes we forget when it comes to the South African Constitution, freedom of speech and choice and all that kind of thing. And sometimes it feels different. But then you read about places like North Korea,
mm-hmm.
and Anontauye. Yeah, yet. It's like career. A North Korean man has been sentenced to death by firing squad after smuggling a digital copy of the Netflix hit TV show Squid Game.
Wait, just go back to the first part of that. What did you say?
Death by firing squad, people.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
I smokkel met Squid Game.
Sure.
Nee. Dwellums of...
No.
I mean, Nisi of Watukolni. Squid Game.
Yeah.
A TV show.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's no more. That'll teach him.
Sure.
Just looked at the story and I was like, then you realize, because sometimes it feels bad for Sonia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Feels like we're struggling.
And you heard me, Sir Blaise, say, you know, people keep saying we must always defend our democracy and our, you know, the Bill of Rights,
mm-hmm.
and what do you call it, the Constitution,
yeah.
and all that kind of thing, freedom of speech, so important, so important that you live in a liberal society like that.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, North Korea, because any Western content is banned. You're not allowed to see it if it's not provided by the state. Absolutely horrible.
This student is believed to have smuggled this Squid Game series on a hidden USB flash drive from China.
I think maybe they were tipped off.
Seems lovely there. Not on the list of of places to go anytime.
We're not immigrating there anytime soon.
No. It doesn't seem like I'll be welcome there. At this stage.
Wake up with your morning family.
Good morning.
What up? Breakfast with Martin Besser.